glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
We got breaking news here. More, not so much breaking news as a situation developing regarding this issue. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Phone lines are open. Call in now. Your vote matters. It's all on Big Willie 105.5. And you can see the show on the Facebook page of Big Willie 105.5, also Dimitri page, profile, personal page, whatever the hell it's called. So this actually bothers me. And for those of you in the Facebook live stream watching this in the comments, there's a backstory here. And this actually is starting to piss me, starting to bother me. But first, your vote matters. Should the controversial pictures of the blue tie gala for the, I call it gala, because I don't want to be politically correct, the blue tie gala for the prostate cancer screening on Big Willie 105.5 be deleted? Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. So far, it's a landslide. The vast majority of our Big Willie 105.5 listeners are saying, no, do not delete them. On Big Willie 105.5, we've had one yes vote and one caller, and I couldn't, the audio quality was just, God, it was so bad, because background noise and all that. I couldn't make out, it was a woman, couldn't make out her name or how she was voting, so I hope she calls back, because her vote matters too, everybody's matters. Anyway, one line is open, it's reserved for you, 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490, if you want to vote, your vote matters. Management is keeping a very sharp eye on the tallies of the phone poll this morning. I can't tell you why, but it matters. Now, for a Facebook live stream, the only reason I'm bringing up her name is because she is on this Facebook live stream and she's accusing me of something that you need to know the rest of the story here, how unfair this is. So I took a picture of a number of different people, including, I'm not even going to mention her name, including this woman. And she writes, it's not up to random people calling in, and then in all uppercase, it is up to the people in the pictures and the event organizers. None of these people calling in witnessed Saturday night. I did. Okay, let's see if she writes anything else here. This is important. Just bear with me here. All right. I know this person through this situation. It's up to the people making the decisions. The people whose pictures were featured. Here's what happened. After that hateful post by that reporter for the newspaper, accusing me of stuff without even getting my side, and they were lies. It's all fake news. I reached out to Dr. Angelo Georges and said, what kind of feedback are you getting regarding all these pictures and everything? And he said, very positive stuff. I said, great. And then this hateful campaign started on social media with this handful of these just angry, bitter leftists. That's misogyny, and that's objectification of women, and you know what is it with you and feet and all this kind of stuff. It's crazy. I'm like it's almost like an inkblot test for people who have issues with sexuality. I don't know how else to describe this. I really don't. Anyway, so in light of what that person wrote on the Facebook live stream, I happen to agree. It should be up to the people. If someone does not want her picture up, then if I can take it down, if Facebook will allow me, given its limitations, I'll be happy to do that. One person did. One person reached out to me, Facebook Messenger, literally one person reached out to me saying, and I'm paraphrasing here, I don't want my picture up there. I want it taken down. One person. You know how to reach me on Facebook Messenger, for God's sake. I mean, I'm right there. And guess who that person was? It's the same person who just posted this on Facebook. Her saying that it's not up to the people calling in, it's up to the, in uppercase now, it's up to the people in the pictures. She contacted me on Facebook Messenger. I've got the whole conversation here. Long story short, I said, all right, let me check, make sure we got the, you know, we're talking about the right person here. I'm paraphrasing and I'm condensing because it's radio. But essentially, this is what happened. I sent her a picture of who I thought she was talking about because her picture, her profile picture didn't quite match. I just wanted to be sure. And I said, essentially, is this you? In a blue, well, a lot of blue dresses. Is this you? She said, yes. I said, okay, fine. I go to the post that has all the different pictures and I delete her picture. Then I go to the Reels, which is the movie version of it, the music video version of the pictures. And there was one brief picture of her with someone else. Don't want to go into detail. I don't want to draw attention to her, but she's the one who just left the, you know, this comment. And I said to her, in essence, oh, here, okay, okay. There's one, one picture. The Reels is difficult because it will not allow editing. You are posing with someone else for a second or two. If I delete this Reel, then everybody else in it will be upset. Please look at that one brief picture with you and this other person to see if it's acceptable. And to her credit, she did. She was very gracious about it, actually. I want to be fair about this. And she said, the one of me and the other person is okay if it's not associated with a post about attractive women being used as an object, which none of them were, you know, blah, 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 blah. Bottom line is this. One person reached out to me, and it was through Messenger, saying, hey, take down my picture. I said, fine. No argument, no discussion. Fine, I'll do whatever I can to delete it. I can delete it from the individual posts. Facebook doesn't allow the deletion or editing, not any editing, regarding the Reels. She was fine with it. That's exactly what I did. And now this morning, she is on the Facebook live stream saying, well, it should be up to the individuals. You of all people should know that because that's what you did and I did exactly what you wanted. And she's still giving me grief. I did exactly what she wanted and she's still giving me grief. Unbelievable. And so what I did, I reached out to her again. Wait a minute, hold on a second. Career risk. Okay, fine. So I said, well, I thought to myself, well, maybe she'd like to come on as our special guest and give her side. I'd be happy to do that. Just like I reached out, not reached out, but I did reach out. Sent a message, a comment, a reply to the newspaper reporter who started this whole mess. It wasn't me. I just posted the pictures. I thought they were nice. And that was the end of it. It's that newspaper reporter who did that hateful, false, untruthful post that started all of this stuff. At least as far as I can tell, started the first time I was aware of it. So I offered it to her. She declined. So I offered it to this lady. And I just did this like during the commercial break. Let's see, attracting women, whatever. Okay, fine. So when I saw her comment on the Facebook live stream, I thought to myself, my God, you're the one who actually got in touch with me and I did exactly what you asked me to do. So I thought that was disingenuous. I really did. But still, I invited her on and here's the message that I sent her. Do you want to call in to be our guest? And she said, I already called in yesterday. It's obvious the opinion of people that were there don't matter to you. Well, obviously it is, or else I wouldn't be doing a show about this. If the opinions didn't matter of anyone, I wouldn't even be talking about this. Everything matters. So I reached out to her just this morning as our special guest. And she wrote back, if you would listen, be an adult, take the pictures down. it would be over. At this point, you are putting your own career at risk. She's right about that. And I was asked to reach out to sponsors. I did not. This had turned into a circus all because of you. Be an adult. Take the pictures down. I was asked to reach out to sponsors. My God. I was asked to reach out to sponsors. Who the hell is organizing this thing? So once again, I want to give the other side equal time, invite them here in the studio, whether it's that hateful reporter who started this whole thing, as far as I can tell from that post, because that's how I first heard about this, to now this person who I did exactly what she wanted. And now that's not enough, as you just heard with her message. To her credit, I mean, she was always very, I liked her. I liked everybody there. Everybody was a nice, you know, nice time. I thought she looked terrific. I did. Took lots of pictures of her with other people, herself, whatever, because I thought she was, and still do. Thanks, she's, you know, a very good looking lady. Okay, fine. She hates me. Fine. You know, wouldn't be the first good-looking lady who hates me. Wouldn't be the first. I know that's shocking to you, but not the first. Not even the second. Anyway. I thought it would be nice, you know, have somebody come on from the other side and sit down, talk, give her the microphone, say whatever you want to say. I'm not going to argue with you. In fact, I'm not going to say anything. Same offer I made to the reporter, Nayim Kumi, I think how she pronounces her name, and there's a very weird vibe with that person, a very, very weird vibe. But again, I'm bending over backwards saying, I want the listeners to hear your side of this. They don't want that. Dad, just take the pictures down, everything will be over. All you have to do is do what we want you to do and we'll stop giving you trouble. Does that sound familiar to you? National politics, local politics, does that sound familiar to you? Just placate the mob. Just do what you're told. Just take a knee and then everything will be fine. I don't take a knee. I don't bow down to any human. You can knock me down. A lot of people have. Sometimes I've tripped over my own stupid feet and fell down. I own that too. But I don't bow down. But yeah, and by the way, this person, who actually was a very nice person. I thought she looked lovely. I still do. I'm offering her to come on the program to give us her side. And all she says, you want to, and I'm paraphrasing here, of course. You can, if you just placate the mob, Dimitri, if you just placate the mob, then and take down those pictures on Big Willie 105.5 on the Facebook page, then everything will be fine. When is a mob ever placated? When? I don't take a knee for anyone. I don't. Never have, never will. F you is my attitude. You want to knock me down? You want to destroy my career? I'll go down fighting. You want to destroy my business? I'll go down fighting. This is not the first person. In fact, I had a back and forth last night with a guy who had been in the broadcasting business here. I had a lot of respect for this guy. Great guy. Great, great guy. Smart, successful. Check every box. And he had been listening to satellite radio, he said. The last time I had spoken with him, didn't listen to broadcast, but now he's listening to this and had lots of comments. And we were going back and forth in a very nice, nice way. And he essentially said the same thing. Just placate the mob. Just take the pictures down and all of this goes away. Everything's fine. You don't have to worry about anything. More than a few people have suggested that I do that. That's not who I am. If I made a mistake, I will be the first to admit it, and I've made a lot of mistakes. I admit it. Don't take my word for it. Ask my wife. I've made a lot of mistakes, and I own them. I apologize, and I try to make good. I made a big mistake a few weeks ago here, and I really had to bend over backwards to apologize to several important people here, and it was all my fault. I screwed up. It was just a bad Monday, and I lost my mind. I did not make a mistake with this. I was being a nice guy. I took pictures of beautiful women, public setting, posted them on Big Willie 105.5, and now my career could be over.